The Daily Dish podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all whipped up together in the Daily Dish.
Alfonso Ribeiro, also known as Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he's been saying that it doesn't look like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is going to get a reboot. I mean, we're in the time of the reboot when it comes to television. And he says he doesn't think it's going to happen. He says, I think it's impossible, especially with James Avery being gone. Do we really want to see Will and Carlton in their 40s and 50s? I think people think that they want to see that, but I don't think people really want to see that. Without him, everything that Will and Carlton did would mean nothing. Without him, there is no Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm sure a reboot could happen, but I continue to say I think it's very unlikely. Will isn't coming back. And listen, you know how much money they don't have to get Will back. So it doesn't really look like it's going to be a reality. Another show that people have always wanted to have as a reboot, but it would be very expensive as well, is Friends. And one Friends star is in the news because he's got a doppelganger. Live Leak says the Blackpool, England police are looking for a David Schwimmer lookalike who recently stole a 12-pack from a local grocery store. The police were checked out surveillance pictures. There's a thief, saw him, and he looks a lot like David Schwimmer. And David Schwimmer even mocked his doppelganger yesterday, posted a video of himself walking out of a grocery store with a 12-pack, but he was in New York. He says, "Officers, I swear it wasn't me. As you can see, I was in New York." And to the hardworking Blackpool police, good luck with the investigation. And if you see pictures of this guy, he looks exactly like David Schwimmer, but it's definitely not David Schwimmer. So there you go. That's the Daily Dish for this morning. For more great entertaining news, you can always check out 983thecoast.com.